Over the last decade, 2015-2025, the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, IISA, has conducted extensive interdisciplinary research addressing global challenges such as climate change, sustainable development, energy transitions, water security, biodiversity loss, and population dynamics. This research is characterized by a strong systems analysis approach, utilizing integrated assessment models and fostering international collaborations. Key outputs include influential flagship reports like Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being, 2023, numerous annual reports detailing yearly achievements, targeted policy briefs, and a vast array of peer-reviewed academic publications. IISA's work has significantly contributed to global agendas like the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and the Paris Agreement, impacting policy at national and international levels through science diplomacy and capacity building. IISA Research Overview, 2015-2025. 1. Strategic Research Directions and Impact. 1.1. IISA's Evolving Strategy, 2011-2030. The International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, IISA, has demonstrated a dynamic and evolving research strategy, particularly evident in its planning cycles from 2011 through 2030. A significant shift in approach was highlighted with the IISA Research Plan 2016-2020, which moved away from treating global challenges like climate change, population growth, and environmental degradation as isolated issues. Instead, this plan emphasized their interconnectedness as elements of complex systems, advocating for an integrated systems analysis approach to achieve true sustainability. This plan underscored the necessity of linking diverse dynamic systems and placed enhanced emphasis on cross-cutting research, futures initiatives, and large-scale, integrated nexus projects. Furthermore, it signaled an increased intellectual and financial investment into new methods in systems analysis, aiming to maintain IISA's leadership in developing solutions for contemporary and future challenges. The strategic direction continued and was further refined in the subsequent research strategy covering 2021-2030. Which organizes IISA's research into six major programs: Advancing Systems Analysis, Air Quality and Greenhouse Gases, Biodiversity and Natural Resources, Economic Frontiers, Energy, Climate and Environment, and Population and Just Societies. This structure facilitates a focused yet integrated approach to tackling multifaceted global problems, ensuring that research efforts are both deep in specific areas and broad in their systemic understanding. The evolution of IISA's strategy is also marked by a commitment to integrating diverse research areas and developing innovative modeling frameworks. For instance, the development of the Innovative Integrated Biosphere Management Modeling, IBIOM, framework addresses the need for integration across different sectors, sustainability dimensions, and spatiotemporal scales. IBIOM, a modular framework that consolidates existing and newly developed models, represents a significant advancement in ecosystem modeling. It is designed to be hosted on an open, cloud-based computing infrastructure, thereby enhancing global research collaboration and capacity building in support of sustainable decision-making. This initiative reflects a strategic move towards creating comprehensive tools that can handle the complexity of real-world problems, such as those addressed by the EU Green Deal, which demands maximal policy integration and cross-sectoral coordination. The focus on systems-informed decision-making within the Advancing Systems Analysis Program further illustrates this strategic commitment to providing actionable insights through sophisticated analytical tools and transdisciplinary research. This continuous refinement of research strategy and methodology underscores IISA's adaptive capacity and its dedication to addressing the evolving landscape of global challenges through rigorous systems-based science. The Institute's mission is to provide scientific guidance to policymakers by finding solutions to global problems through applied systems analysis, aiming to improve human well-being and protect the environment. Key strategies for achieving impact include undertaking large-scale, multi-year integrated projects, conducting world-class research, initiating exploratory projects, developing new systems analysis methods, working in partnership with policymakers, and building global capacity in systems analysis. 1.2. Contributions to Global Agendas, SDGs, and Paris Agreement. IISA's research has made substantial contributions to global agendas, particularly the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and the Paris Agreement. A notable study by IISA and the Asian Demographic Research Institute, ADRI, at Shanghai University, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS, demonstrated that achieving the SDGs would lead to a significant reduction in global population growth. The research projected that successful implementation of the SDGs could result in a global population of between 8.2 to 8.7 billion by 2100, a figure substantially lower than other prominent projections. This effect is attributed primarily to the impact of achieving goals related to quality education, particularly for females, and universal access to reproductive health services, which lead to lower fertility rates in developing countries. The study highlighted that even partial achievement of these goals could lead to a considerable decrease in population growth, thereby also reducing vulnerability to environmental change. This research provides a strong additional rationale for vigorously pursuing the SDGs, emphasizing their interconnectedness with demographic trends and environmental sustainability. Initiative, The World in 2050, TWE2050, launched in 2015 in collaboration with organizations like the Sustainable Development Solutions Network and the Stockholm Resilience Center, aims to provide evidence-based knowledge to support the SDG policy process and its implementation, identifying six key transformations critical for sustainable development. In the context of climate change and the Paris Agreement, IIASA's research, particularly through its Energy, Climate, and Environment program, has been pivotal in analyzing and tracking national and global efforts. For example, a collaborative report by New Climate Institute, IIASA, and FTSE Russell tracked climate mitigation efforts in 30 major emitting countries, assessing their progress towards meeting the Paris Agreement targets. The report found that global emission trends were far from aligning with the Paris goals, with current policies in these 30 economies projected to lead to an average annual increase in emissions, rather than the necessary 7.6% annual decrease highlighted by UNEP in 2019. While some nations showed progress, overall emissions were expected to remain significantly above 2015 levels by 2030. The report underscored the urgent need for more aggressive policy interventions in key sectors like energy supply, industry, buildings, transport, agriculture, and forestry to accelerate emission reductions. Furthermore, IIASA's involvement in projects like CDLinks, funded by the European Union's Horizon 2020 program, explored national and global transformation strategies for climate change and their linkages to sustainable development objectives, directly supporting the integrated approach required by the Paris Agreement and the SDGs. The Institute's models, such as GLOBI and G4M, have been instrumental in assessing land use, biofuel policies, and their implications for climate mitigation, supporting international bodies like ICAO and national agencies like the EPA and the European Commission in developing more sustainable policies. IIASA research was central to negotiations at the Paris Climate Summit, COP21, providing the only study at the time that explicitly investigated the actions needed to achieve a 1.5 degrees C warming limit. 1.3. Policy impact and science diplomacy. IIASA's research is designed to have a tangible impact on policy and decision-making processes globally, regionally, and nationally. The Institute achieves this by working in partnership with policy and decision-makers to translate its research findings into robust policy options. A key mechanism for disseminating research and fostering policy dialogue is through its various publications, including policy briefs, impact sheets, and its flagship reports. For instance, IIASA's analysis has historically formed the backbone of European air pollution policy, and its expertise is now being applied to air pollution challenges in other parts of the world. The Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being flagship report, launched at a UN event, underscores IIASA's commitment to contributing to the post-2030 global agenda and engaging with international bodies. The Institute also hosts and maintains numerous databases and models used by scientists and policymakers, further facilitating the application of its research. The Impacts section of the IIASA website provides specific examples of how research has influenced policy, such as methods for integrated management of food, energy, water, and land resources being fed into national policy in Ukraine. This direct engagement with policymakers and the provision of science-based solutions are central to IIASA's model of science diplomacy. Science diplomacy is an integral part of IIASA's mission, stemming from its establishment during the Cold War as a cooperative scientific venture between East and West. Today, this translates into fostering connections with researchers, policymakers, and business leaders worldwide. In 2015 alone, 333 researchers from 49 countries worked at IIASA, and 1,815 collaborators visited the Institute, forming a global network of over 3,000 scholars. the establishment of the Sub-Saharan Africa Regional Member Organization, SSARMO, is a recent example of IIASA's commitment to expanding its reach and impact through regional partnerships, aiming to build capacity and develop integrated system solutions for regional sustainability challenges. The collaboration between IIASA and Ethiopia, focusing on climate change, food security, and sustainable energy, further illustrates this commitment to working with individual countries to address their specific development goals through science and innovation. IIASA's policy briefs and reports, such as From Vision to Action, co-identifying a safe water operating space for the Danube Basin, are direct outputs aimed at informing and influencing policy decisions. Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being report itself is intended to trigger discussions about a post-2030 agenda for sustainable development, with critical policy messages advocating for mainstreaming systems analysis, enhancing individual agency, particularly women's empowerment through education, and strengthening collective action and governance for global commons. The Institute is a member or observer in 10 major intergovernmental organizations and established 18 new cooperation agreements in 2023 with entities like UNFPA and various national ministries. 2. Flagship reports and key publications. 2.1. Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being, 2023. In September 2023, the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, IIASA, launched its flagship report, titled Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being, 50 Years of IIASA Research, 40 Years After the Brundtland Commission, Contributing to the Post-2030 Global Agenda. This comprehensive report chronicles the half-century history of IIASA, established in 1972 in Laxenburg, Austria, to address common social, economic, and environmental challenges during the Cold War era. The report details IIASA's transition from its original role as a cooperative scientific venture between East and West to its current position as a global institute dedicated to exploring solutions for some of the world's most intractable problems. These interconnected issues include population dynamics, climate change, biodiversity loss, and the sustainable use of land, energy, and water resources. The report was officially launched at a United Nations event during the 78th session of the UN General Assembly, underscoring its relevance to global policy discussions and the midterm review of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The launch event brought together policymakers, scientists, and representatives from various sectors to discuss the report's findings and the importance of advancing the 2030 Agenda. The flagship report is structured into 6 main parts, each summarizing past and current IIASA research highlights and pointing towards future challenges and solutions. These sections are Systems Analysis for a Challenged World, Population and Human Capital, Food Security, Ecosystems and Biodiversity, Energy, Technology and Climate Change, Global Systems Analysis for Understanding the Drivers of Sustainable Well-being. Moving into the future, 3 critical policy messages. The report emphasizes IIASA's key contributions to science over the past 50 years, particularly in analyzing existing and emerging trends and developing enhanced scientific tools to address them. It also highlights IIASA's collaborative work with distinguished partners worldwide to establish the scientific basis for a successful transition to sustainable development. The report underscores that the ultimate goal of global mandates, such as the 2030 Agenda and its Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, should be sustainable well-being for all. The document serves as a testament to IIASA's dedication to addressing global challenges and its evolution into a global institute at the forefront of solving humanity's most pressing issues. The report was edited by Wolfgang Lutz and Shonali Pachauri, with contributions from numerous IIASA researchers and external reviewers. It is available for download from the IIASA website and other academic platforms like Zenodo and ResearchGate. The report culminates in 3 critical policy messages designed to stimulate discussions about a post-2030 agenda for sustainable development. Suboptimization is suboptimal. Mainstream a systems analysis approach into policymaking at all levels to ensure that broader, longer-term considerations are incorporated, avoiding decisions that are optimal for one sector but detrimental to others or to long-term sustainability. Enhance individual agency. Prioritize women's empowerment through universal female education as a means of promoting gender equality and empowerment, recognizing that educated individuals, particularly women, are key drivers of sustainable development. Strengthen collective action and global governance. harness global cooperation and representation to support the global commons, emphasizing the need for robust international institutions and collaborative efforts to address transboundary challenges like climate change and biodiversity loss. These policy messages reflect IIASA's core belief in the power of systems analysis, individual empowerment, and collective action to navigate the complexities of global sustainability challenges. The report also acknowledges the support from IIASA's national member organizations and funding from the European Research Council for the Demography of Sustainable Human Well-Being Project, Empowered Life Years, H2020741105. 2.2. Annual Reports 2015-2025. IIASA's annual reports from 2015 to 2024 provide a year-by-year overview of the Institute's research activities, achievements, financial performance, and collaborations. These reports highlight IIASA's ongoing commitment to applied systems analysis to address global challenges such as climate change, energy security, food and water security, population aging, and sustainable development. The reports consistently emphasize the Institute's role in providing policymakers with science-based information and options to develop effective policies. 2015 annual report. The year 2015 was described as outstanding for IIASA. Key achievements included the Institute's research playing significant roles in international agreements, the UK becoming a member country, the successful hosting of the first IIASA Systems Analysis Conference, and the finalization of the new research plan 2016-2020. IIASA's research significantly contributed to the discussions leading to the formulation of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, particularly Goal 7, Affordable and Clean Energy, and Goal 13, Climate Action. IIASA also played a central role in the Paris Climate Summit negotiations by providing crucial scientific input, including the only study at the time that explicitly investigated the actions needed to achieve a 1.5 degrees C warming limit. In 2015, IIASA had 333 researchers from 49 countries, hosted 1,815 visiting collaborators, and maintained an active network of over 3,000 scholars. The Institute produced 562 publications, of which 249 were peer-reviewed journal articles, authored in collaboration with over 650 co-authors from 160 institutions in 43 countries. The annual budget for 2015 was 22.1 million euros, with 53% of this funding sourced from prestigious research funding agencies across 23 countries, underscoring the international collaboration and financial independence that characterize IIASA's work. The period between 2010 and 2015 saw an additional 51 million euros in funding from contracts, grants, and donations, contributing to a total funding portfolio of 250 million euros for external projects involving collaborations between IIASA and its member countries. 2016 Annual Report. The 2016 Annual Report highlighted IIASA's continued advancement in systems analysis and its support for policy development worldwide. The Institute embarked on its new research plan 2016-2020, guiding its research direction. Key research contributions included assessments of countries' climate pledges, which showed a significant gap in meeting the Paris Agreement goals and providing input for the revised EU Renewable Energy Directive. At a national level, IIASA developed blueprints for managing air pollution in megacities and provided a scientific basis for energy planning in Indonesia. In 2016, 348 researchers from 50 countries worked at IIASA, and the Institute collaborated with over 2,229 visitors. The report also detailed IIASA's mission, organizational structure, and its focus on global problem areas such as energy and climate change, food and water, and poverty and equity. The interactive version of the 2016 annual report is available on the IIASA website. 2017 annual report. The 2017 annual report detailed the Institute's financial performance, noting an annual budget of 21 million euros, with 58% derived from research funding agencies in member countries across Africa, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. This diverse funding base supports IIASA's independent research. Expenditure on research and scientific services grew to 17.4 million euros in 2017, reflecting a continued strategy of increasing investment in research activities that began in 2011. Between 2012 and 2017, IIASA secured an additional 52 million euros in competitive funding from contracts, grants, and donations, contributing to a total funding portfolio of 265 million euros for external collaborative projects. The report also mentioned that IIASA had to draw on its financial reserves due to expected membership contributions not materializing as budgeted, though reserves remained at a strategic level. In 2017, 382 researchers from 48 countries worked at IIASA, resulting in 611 publications, 396 peer-reviewed. 2018 Annual Report. The 2018 Annual Report showcased scientific recognition for IIASA researchers, including awards and invited lectures. For example, Eike Brenstrom became head of the Department of Mathematics and Mathematical Statistics at Umeå University, Sweden, and Christina Kaiser received an ERC Consolidator grant. IIASA scientists also participated in significant international conferences and served on advisory boards, such as Dilek Frasel's role on the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, SDSN, Thematic Research Network on Data and Statistics, TRANDS. The report also highlighted activities like workshops on soil erosion modeling and participation in the Convention on Biological Diversity. The full annual report for 2018 provides a comprehensive overview of the Institute's activities and financials for that year. UK Research and Innovations 2018-2019 Annual Report also noted its international subscription to IIASA. In 2018, 395 researchers from 50 countries worked at IIASA. 2019 Annual Report. In 2019, IIASA scientists hosted or coordinated 89 events worldwide, focusing on capacity building in systems analysis. Examples include the CD-Link Summer School on Integrated Assessment Modeling and a workshop on demographic analysis in Thailand. The Institute continued to address pressing global concerns such as climate change, energy security, population aging, and sustainable development. A formal IIASA People Strategy, Creating a Working Environment for Success, was adopted by the IIASA Council to foster an enabling environment for researchers. Significant IT infrastructure upgrades were implemented, including increased network speeds, expanded data storage to 520 TB, and enhanced security for online scientific applications. IIASA also made strides in environmental performance, working towards the Klimabundens Betrieb Ecolabel and reducing printing by 22% compared to 2018. In 2019, 417 researchers from 52 countries worked at IIASA. The Institute also became a core member of the Food and Land Use, FOLU, Coalition. 2020 Annual Report. The 2020 Annual Report detailed IIASA's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including implementing an internal SARS-CoV-2 action plan and distributing safety equipment. Despite the pandemic, most scheduled infrastructure projects were completed, including window renovations and upgrades to the heating system, expected to reduce CO2 emissions by up to 15%. IIASA continued its commitment to open access, with the DARE Data and Repository database providing persistent access to research datasets. A comprehensive survey of IIASA models and tools was conducted to inform a new open access policy for scientific software. Outreach efforts expanded, with significant growth in social media followers and the launch of the IIASA Connect platform to build a global systems analyst community, which attracted over 300 members in its first 6 months. The annual budget for 2020 was 22.4 million euros, with 50% from member country funding agencies. Total income was 22.39 million euros, and total expenditure was 22.08 million euros. The report also detailed various endowment funds, including the YSSB Fund and the Women in Science Fund. This year marked the end of the 2011-2020 strategic plan and the transition to a new program structure in 2021. 2021 Annual Report. The 2021 Annual Report highlighted how IIASA harnessed science diplomacy, capacity building, collaborations, and networks throughout the year. It outlined the structures, policies, and procedures in place to enhance the research environment and maintain IIASA's position as a leading center for applied systems analysis with policy impact. In 2021, IIASA had 434 researchers from 53 countries affiliated with the Institute, and produced 392 peer-reviewed journal articles in collaboration with 732 institutions across member countries. The report is available in an interactive version on the IIASA website. A self-assessment report covering 2021-2024 was also initiated, providing a comprehensive summary of IIASA's activities and achievements following a major restructuring. the new research plan 2021-24 emphasized a multidisciplinary approach to achieving sustainability goals, focusing on behavior, equity, justice, and resilience. 2022 Annual Report. The 2022 Annual Report showcased IIASA's research and other endeavors on global, regional, and national scales, emphasizing the effective use of science diplomacy, capacity building, collaborations, and networks. It provided an overview of IIASA's structures, policies, and processes designed to enrich the research ecosystem and uphold its reputation as a hub for impactful, policy-oriented applied systems analysis. The Institute's annual budget in 2022 was 24.4 million euros, with nearly half coming from national and regional member organizations. Additional funding was sourced from contracts, grants, and donations. Total income in 2022 was 24.37 million euros, with 46% from membership contributions and 53% from contracts and grants. Almost 80% of the total spending, 18.3 million euros, was dedicated to research and scientific services. The change in net assets for 2022 was 496,121 euros. Research featured included seaweed farming, land use and climate goals, balancing lockdowns and vaccinations, pension reform, nature-based solutions, and support for EU 2040 climate targets. 2023 Annual Report. The 2023 Annual Report was a significant publication, coinciding with the launch of the flagship report, Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being. The report detailed IIASA's research progress in areas such as sustainable well-being pathways, advancements in systems analysis, enhancing policy impact, leveraging the digital revolution, addressing emerging issues, and promoting research excellence. It also covered efforts to enhance impact through capacity building, publications and open access, science diplomacy, and strengthening partnerships. Key achievements in 2023 included 6 IIASA co-authored papers being among the top 25 most media-cited climate papers, according to Carbon Brief, and IIASA research being cited in over 1,000 policy documents, Overton Data. IIASA climate experts contributed to policy reports informing European climate targets for 2040 and pathways to climate neutrality by 2050. The Institute's flagship models, GAINS and GLOBOM, were applied to legislative proposals addressing global problems. In science diplomacy, IIASA is a member or observer in 10 major intergovernmental organizations and established 18 new cooperation agreements in 2023 with entities like UNFPA, the International Anti-Corruption Academy, and various national ministries. IIASA representatives participated in key international forums, including the European Science Diplomacy Conference and COP28, where they co-organized 7 side events. IIASA also contributed to the G20 process under India's presidency, submitting 4 policy papers on the future of multilateralism, with some recommendations reflected in the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration. The annual budget for 2023 was nearly 26 million euros, with approximately 40% from member organizations and the rest from contracts and grants. Total income was 25.92 million euros, with contract and grant income increasing significantly from 12.91 million euros in 2022 to 15.08 million euros in 2023. Research expenditure also increased from 15.01 million euros in 2022 to 18.14 million euros in 2023. Strategic projects launched included Fairstream, Just Trans for All, and Resist. 2024 Annual Report, Preliminary Highlights. The 2024 Annual Report is anticipated to provide a concise overview of IIASA researchers' achievements and contributions over the past year. Preliminary highlights indicate that in 2024, IIASA researchers developed new models to support resilient food and climate systems and quantified the costs of adaptation and climate-related impacts. The Biodiversity and Natural Resources Program continued to address critical challenges at the nexus of biodiversity, natural resources, and sustainability through interdisciplinary research and international collaboration. The Energy, Climate, and Environment Program focused on cutting methane emissions to limit global warming and exploring the consequences of climate change. The full annual report for 2024 is expected to be released in 2025. A summary of key metrics from selected annual reports is presented below. Table 1, Summary of Key Metrics from IIASA Annual Reports, 2015-2023. These annual reports collectively illustrate IIASA's dynamic research portfolio, its global collaborations, and its significant contributions to policy and scientific understanding across a wide array of sustainability challenges. 2.3. Policy briefs and insights. IIASA actively disseminates its research findings to inform policy through various concise formats, prominently featuring IIASA policy briefs and policy insights. These publications are designed to present the Institute's latest research in an accessible manner for policymakers, emphasizing that the views expressed are those of the researchers and not necessarily of IIASA as an institution. A notable example is the policy brief titled Development and Climate Policy Synergies, Insights from Global Modeling Studies, authored by McCullum et al. In 2015, this brief, a collaboration between the Center for Policy Research, CPR, and IIASA, was part of a larger project toward a robust development-focused INDC for India, and drew upon several global modeling scenario databases, including the Global Energy Assessment, GEA, Asian Modeling Exercise, AME, LIMITS, and Ampere, to evaluate environmental change and the implications of alternative policy responses. The Wittgenstein Center, a collaboration involving IIASA, also produces a collection of policy briefs and insights, alongside discussion papers, where scientists summarize relevant demographic research and suggest potential policy options. These cover a wide array of topics such as generational fairness in climate change, depopulation trends in Europe, the impact of environmental factors on migration, and the economic recovery from the COVID-19 crisis. For instance, an IIASA policy brief from April 2020, co-authored with the Austrian Institute of Economic Research, analyzed the potential three-year recovery period for the Austrian economy following the COVID-19 crisis. Another IIASA policy brief from September 2018 focused on education and the Sustainable Development Agenda, while one from April 2018, by Wolfgang Lutz, highlighted the importance of cognitive abilities over financial means in survival contexts. These publications demonstrate IIASA's commitment to translating complex research into actionable policy advice across diverse and critical global challenges. Further examples of IIASA's policy-relevant outputs include the IIASA Policy Brief, Learning from the Past, How Energy and Climate Policies Can Foster the Broader Sustainable Development Agenda, which summarized findings from the CDLinks project. This project explored national and global transformation strategies for climate change and their linkages to sustainable development objectives. The brief referenced academic publications on topics like the socioeconomic impacts of renewable energy policies and risk management in energy transitions. The India IIASA program has also produced policy briefs, such as one on analyzing forest carbon accounts for sustainable policy options with special reference to livelihood issues. This brief, along with a special issue of the International Forestry Review, summarized research on Indian forests, highlighting key issues and policy recommendations. Another IIASA policy report, XQ 15803, titled Development and Climate Policy Synergies, Insights from Global Modeling Studies, was co-authored by N.D. Rao, D. McCullum, N.K. Dubesh, and R. Khosla in 2015. IIASA researchers have also conducted case studies and published policy briefs on overcoming barriers to the uptake of nature-based solutions compared to conventional infrastructure. The China dashboard on the IIASA website mentions that researchers published two policy briefs informing policymakers about policy and financing barriers limiting the uptake of nature-based solutions. These examples underscore IIASA's dedication to bridging the gap between scientific research and policy implementation. 2.4. Academic publications and research output. IIASA's research output is extensively documented in a variety of academic publications, including peer-reviewed journals, books, and IIASA-specific report series. These publications cover a broad spectrum of subjects relevant to global challenges, reflecting the Institute's interdisciplinary approach. The IIASA Publications Repository, PURE, serves as the central record for all publications authored by IIASA-affiliated researchers. As of January 2019, 64% of articles published in 2018 were fully available in PURE, with 339,156 downloads recorded in 2018, a significant increase from 252,129 in the previous year. This demonstrates the reach and impact of IIASA's open access policy, which requires authors to deposit their peer-reviewed research articles in PURE to ensure free accessibility within a year of publication. IIASA also has publishing agreements with major publishers like Springer, Wiley, Taylor & Francis, and MDPI, which facilitate open access publishing, often with discounts on article processing charges. The Pure repository contains a wide array of publications, including journal articles, books, working papers, and research reports, covering diverse topics such as climate change, energy, population, and ecosystems. For example, recent entries in Pure include publications on mapping inequalities in the health of older adults, developing a safe operating space for water resources in the Danube Basin, and global forest management data. The sheer volume and diversity of these publications underscore IIASA's role as a leading producer of systems analysis research. For instance, research on informing India's energy and climate debate has resulted in publications such as Informing India's Energy and Climate Debate, Policy Lessons from Modeling Studies, Dubesh et al. 2015, an IIASA policy report, Development and Climate Policy Synergies, Insights from Global Modeling Studies, Rao et al. 2015, and an article in Applied Energy titled Sustainable Energy Security for India, an Assessment of Energy Demand Subsystem, Narula et al. 2016, the Decent Living Energy Project with a case study in India produced significant publications including Human Development in a Climate-Constrained World, What the Past Says About the Future, Lam and Rao, 2015 in Global Environmental Change and Climate Impacts of Poverty Eradication, Rao et al. 2014 in Nature Climate Change. Air Pollution Research in collaboration with the Energy and Resources Institute, TERI, New Delhi, has led to publications like Implications of Energy Trajectories from the World Energy Outlook, 2015, for India's Air Pollution, Kofala et al. 2015, and Emission Inventory of Non-Methane Volatile Organic Compounds from Anthropogenic Sources in India, Sharma et al. 2015, in Atmospheric Environment. Furthermore, studies on energy access in India have been published in high-impact journals such as Nature Energy, Policy Trade-offs Between Climate Mitigation and Clean Cookstove Access in South Asia, by Cameron et al. 2016, and Environmental Research Letters, Kerosene Subsidies for Household Lighting in India, What Are the Impacts? By Lam et al. 2016. IIASA's publication types also include IIASA interim reports for preliminary results, IIASA reprints for articles published elsewhere, and IIASA research reports for disseminating peer-reviewed research to a wide international audience. The Institute's commitment to scholarly communication is also evident in its Options magazine, which presents IIASA and its research to a non-specialist audience, and newsletters like PopNet and PI Endpoints. The Biodiversity and Natural Resources, BNR, program alone published 450 peer-reviewed papers between 2021 and 2024, with 393 indexed in Scopus, including 68 papers in Science, Nature, and PNAS, garnering 8,544 citations. 3. Core Research Programs and Projects, 2015-2025. 3.1. Energy, Climate, and Environment. IIASA has been deeply involved in research at the intersection of energy, climate, and environmental policy, particularly focusing on integrated assessment and modeling to inform sustainable pathways. A significant initiative is the CD-Links project, linking climate and development policies, leveraging international networks and knowledge sharing, led by the IIASA Energy Program. This 5.5 million euros project, involving 18 international partners, aims to develop pathways that illustrate how climate change mitigation can align with sustainable development objectives, identifying synergies and trade-offs. Key output is the development of specific roadmaps for most G20 countries, providing policymakers with concrete advice on measures needed to meet long-term climate goals, especially in the context of ratcheting up nationally determined contributions, NDCs, under the Paris Agreement. The project also seeks to highlight best practices where policies are consistent with both climate and broader sustainable development goals. Another major project is WEL, Integrated Solutions for Water, Energy, and Land, conducted in collaboration with the Global Environmental Facility of the World Bank, focuses on developing strategies for the integrated, sustainable management of food, energy, water, and ecosystems, particularly in regions heavily impacted by climate variability. This involves linking traditionally separated resource management models to analyze potential synergies and trade-offs between management options. IIASA's GAINS, Greenhouse Gas Air Pollution Interactions and Synergies, model is frequently employed in these efforts. For instance, in assessing the implications of energy trajectories from the World Energy Outlook 2015 for India's air pollution and in evaluating GHG mitigation potential for China and India. The Institute also explores the socioeconomic heterogeneity in model applications, examining how changing urbanization and income distribution influence consumption, patterns, food, energy, and associated environmental pressures, as well as how environmental policies affect different socioeconomic groups and overall inequalities. Furthermore, IIASA researchers are developing new approaches to represent breakthrough technologies for hard-to-abate sectors like chemicals, cement, and steel, crucial for decarbonization while maintaining economic competitiveness and national security. The focus on subnational climate action is also prominent, downscaling global scenarios to state and regional levels to provide more targeted policy advice. The MESAG-IKES model, developed at IIASA, is an indispensable tool for scientific policy advice in climate action, with its scenarios regularly incorporated into IPCC reports and analyses for the European Commission. The Low Energy Demand LED study, an exploratory scenario, showed how transformative changes on the energy and use side can significantly reduce energy demand and help achieve the 1.5 degrees C target. 3.2. Population and Just Societies. IIASA's research on population and just societies delves into the complex interplay between demographic trends, human capital, and sustainable development, with a strong emphasis on equity and policy relevance. A key area of investigation is socioeconomic heterogeneity and its implications for consumption patterns, environmental pressures, and the distributional impacts of environmental policies. This research aims to understand how changing patterns in urbanization and income distribution influence human consumption, e.g., food, energy, and the associated pressures on the environment and human well-being, e.g., clean air. It also seeks to analyze how environmental policies affect different socioeconomic groups and overall inequalities in social justice. For example, IIASA researchers have completed population projections to 2100 for India, disaggregated by age, sex, and educational attainment for rural and urban regions of 35 states and union territories. These detailed projections are intended for use in IIASA models related to energy, food, and air pollution to explore how better accounting for household socioeconomic heterogeneity improves predictions of global environmental change and human well-being, as well as the design of related policies. The Decent Living Energy Project, with a case study focusing on India, analyzes how much energy is needed to provide decent living standards for all and the subsequent impact on climate change. This research is crucial for understanding the energy requirements for achieving global equity and poverty eradication. The Wittgenstein Center, a collaboration involving IIASA, produces policy briefs on various demographic issues, such as the impact of the 2015 refugee crisis on social cohesion in Europe, the integration potential of refugees in Austria, and vulnerability in times of family diversity. These briefs often provide policy options based on rigorous demographic research, highlighting IIASA's commitment to translating scientific findings into actionable insights for creating more just and equitable societies. The focus on education, particularly female education, as a key driver of human development and a determinant of demographic trends, is also a recurring theme in IIASA's work in this domain. The World Population Program, POP, now Population and Just Societies, POPJUS, has been instrumental in expanding demographic methods, notably producing the Human Core of the Shared Socioeconomic Pathways, SSBs. 3.3. Water Security. Water security is a critical area of research at IIASA, addressing the increasing pressures on global water resources due to climate change, population growth, and competing demands from various sectors. The SWEL Project, Integrated Solutions for Water, Energy, and Land, is a flagship initiative in this domain, aiming to develop strategies for the integrated and sustainable management of food, energy, water, and ecosystems. This project, a collaboration with the Global Environmental Facility of the World Bank, involves highly integrated research across IIASA's energy, transitions to new technologies, water, and ecosystem services and management programs. A core component of SWEL is linking traditionally separated resource management models of water, energy, and land use to enable rigorous analysis of potential synergies and trade-offs between different management options. This integrated approach is essential for identifying robust solutions that can address complex, interconnected challenges. Another significant project is SOS Water, Staying Within the Safe Operating Space for Water, funded by Horizon EU. This initiative is pioneering a science policy framework that bridges planetary boundaries, thinking with basin-scale decision-making. It focuses on developing methods and real-world case studies to manage water scarcity, pollution, and climate extremes, aiming to ensure sustainable water management within safe ecological limits. The Water Futures and Solutions Initiative, another key effort, helps identify water policies that work consistently across different scales and sectors by producing stakeholder-informed assessments that employ multi-model ensembles of socioeconomic and hydrological models. These projects underscore IIASA's commitment to providing science-based solutions for global water challenges, emphasizing integrated assessment, stakeholder engagement, and the development of practical policy tools. The research often involves analyzing the impacts of climate variability and change on water resources, and developing adaptation strategies to ensure water security for various users and ecosystems. Recent outputs include a policy report, A Blueprint for Resilience, charting the course for water security in Europe and Central Asia, and research on co-creating a safe water operating space for the Danube Basin. 3.4. Biodiversity and Natural Resources. IIASA's research on biodiversity and natural resources focuses on understanding the complex dynamics of ecosystems, the services they provide, and the sustainable management of these resources in the face of global change. The SWEL project, Integrated Solutions for Water, Energy, and Land, explicitly includes ecosystems as a key component, aiming for their integrated and sustainable management alongside food, energy, and water. This highlights the recognition of ecosystems as fundamental to human well-being and economic activity. In the context of India, IIASA has collaborated on projects analyzing forest carbon accounts for sustainable policy options, with a special reference to livelihood issues. This research, conducted with the Indian Institute of Forest Management, IIFM, aimed to analyze existing forestry and land use policies, develop site-specific India forest carbon models for Sikkim and Madhya Pradesh, and assess the feasibility of suitable financial mechanisms for the forestry sector in India. The study connected net forest carbon stock to the livelihood and socioeconomic aspects of forest-dependent communities, developed carbon maps for carbon sequestration, and provided interventions for sustainable forest management that considers livelihood options. Another project, Economics of Conserving Agrobiodiversity and Ecosystem Management, a study in Indian agroclimatic subzones, conducted with the Institute for Social and Economic Change, ISEC, Bangalore, aimed to understand traditional crops, changes in cropping systems, and the impact of these changes on ecosystem services. This study focused on the extent and distribution of agrobiodiversity, its ecological and economic efficiency, and the social costs of its loss, with the goal of assessing policy options to promote agrobiodiversity conservation and plan adaptation measures for climate change vulnerability. These examples demonstrate IIASA's systems analysis approach to biodiversity and natural resource management, integrating ecological, economic, and social dimensions to inform policy and promote sustainability. The research often involves developing models and decision support systems to assess the impacts of different management strategies and policy interventions on biodiversity and ecosystem services. A key output is the Global Forest Management Data for 2015 at a 100M resolution, a dataset and prototype map produced as part of the GeoWiki project. 3.5. Advanced Systems Analysis. The Advanced Systems Analysis, ASA program at IIASA is dedicated to developing, testing, and making available new quantitative and qualitative methods from fields such as mathematics, statistics, operations research, and management science. These methods are applied to address complex problems arising in the policy analysis of socio-environmental systems. The program's activities aim to enhance IIASA's capacity to conduct research that improves human and societal well-being and environmental quality by tackling problems that cannot be addressed by existing tools or by enabling more efficient problem solving. One of the main research fields within ASA is participatory governance, innovation policy, technology transfer, and compromise-oriented policy solutions. The GeoWiki project, which produced global forest management data, is associated with the Advancing Systems Analysis, ASA program, specifically under the Exploratory Modeling of Human Natural Systems, M, and Novel Data Ecosystems for Sustainability, NODES, research groups. This indicates the program's role in developing innovative data collection and analysis tools. The ASA program's mission is crucial for providing the methodological backbone for much of IIASA's interdisciplinary research, ensuring that the systems analysis approaches used are cutting-edge and robust. the development of new methodologies and tools for integrated systems modeling is also highlighted in the OECD publication, Systemic Thinking for Policymaking, to which IIASA researchers contributed. Key research areas within ASA include exploratory modeling of human natural systems, M, novel data ecosystems for sustainability, NODES, cooperation and transformative governance, CAT, and systemic risk and resilience, SYRR. The program also contributed to developing Slovenia's food-based dietary guidelines using systems analysis methods. 3.6. Risk and resilience. IIASA's research on risk and resilience addresses a wide array of global challenges, from natural disasters and climate change impacts to technological and ecological transitions. The Risk, Policy, and Vulnerability (RPV) program has been a central hub for this work, strongly focusing on providing scientific insight for the disaster risk management debate over the last decade. The RPV program aims to transform how societies manage risks associated with economic, ecological, and social systems under global change by examining environmental and socioeconomic risks and policy options across multiple scales. This involves applying advanced methods for assessing and analyzing risks and uncertainties to improve policy outcomes on global change issues like extreme events, economic development, and environmental degradation. IIASA has a long history of providing policy-relevant analyses for disaster risk management in the public sector using tools like the Catastrophe Simulation, CATSIM model. The use of CATSIM for macroeconomic and fiscal risk assessment has been influential in the adoption of risk management policies by several developing countries and in shaping global discussions on disaster risk management. For example, IIASA, in collaboration with the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, UNISDR, conducted a risk assessment of 160 countries for the Global Risk Assessment, GAR-15, in 2015. The research also emphasizes the need to move beyond purely efficiency-oriented tools like cost-benefit analysis, CBA, to incorporate multiple objectives such as equity, distributional issues, co-benefits, robustness, and public acceptability. This signifies a shift from risk to resilience thinking, urging policymakers and researchers to consider the critical linkages between development and risk. IIASA has also been involved in capacity-building workshops for policymakers on the economic assessment of disaster risk in various countries, including Turkey, Colombia, India, Mexico, the Philippines, Madagascar, the Caribbean, and Cambodia. This multifaceted approach underscores IIASA's commitment to enhancing societal resilience through rigorous systems analysis and policy engagement. Research has also explored the impacts of risk perceptions on decision-making in major earthquakes and frameworks for managing NUTEC, natural hazard technological, risks. 4. Cross-cutting themes and interdisciplinary research. 4.1. Systems analysis approach. The systems analysis approach is the foundational methodology underpinning all research at IIASA. The Institute's mission explicitly states its commitment to finding solutions to global problems through applied systems analysis to improve human well-being and protect the environment. This approach is essential for tackling complex, interconnected issues that span multiple disciplines and scales. The IIASA Research Plan 2016-2020 details how the Institute provides a holistic systems analysis approach. This involves developing new methods in systems approaches, not only in research, but also in how that research is delivered to policymakers and stakeholders. The Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being flagship report further emphasizes this, with its very title and content structured around systems thinking to address global challenges. The Advanced Systems Analysis, ASA, program specifically focuses on advancing these methodologies. IIASA's work on integrated assessment modeling, scenario analysis, and the management of interconnected resources like food, energy, water, and land all exemplify the practical application of systems analysis. This approach allows IIASA to identify leverage points, understand feedback loops, and assess trade-offs, which is critical for developing effective and sustainable policy solutions. The OECD publication, Systemic Thinking for Policymaking, featuring contributions from IIASA researchers, delves into the potential of systems analysis for addressing 21st century global policy challenges, including methodologies and tools for integrated systems modeling. The Institute's strategy for 2020-12030 continues to build on this foundation, emphasizing the integration of new expertise and methodologies, including advanced technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning, to augment its sophisticated systems analysis toolkit. 4.2. Integrated Assessment Modeling. Integrated Assessment Modeling, IAM, is a key methodological pillar of IIASA's research, particularly within its Energy, Climate, and Environment, ECE, program. IAMs are used to analyze the complex interactions between human and natural systems, such as the interplay between socioeconomic development, energy systems, land use, and climate change. IIASA hosts and maintains a large number of scenario ensembles and databases that are fundamental to the IAM community and various research projects. These include the AR6 Scenario Explorer for the IPCC, the IAMC1, 5 degrees C Scenario Explorer, the CD-Link Scenario Explorer, and the SSB database, among others. These tools facilitate model comparison, the dissemination of research output, and the adoption of FAIR principles for open science. The IndyIIASA program, for example, utilizes IIASA models, GAINS, to examine air pollutant emissions and their impacts resulting from energy scenarios. The research on decent living energy also involves modeling to analyze energy needs for decent living standards and the subsequent climate impact. The MESAG-IKES Integrated Assessment Model, developed at IIASA, is regularly incorporated into key international reports, including those by the IPCC and the European Commission. The German Environment Agency, UBA, for instance, is building internal capacities for using and further developing the MESAG-IKES model for climate action scenarios. This demonstrates the direct policy relevance and transfer of IIASA's tools and expertise to national agencies. The development of new methodologies and tools for integrated systems modeling is also highlighted in the OECD publication, Systemic Thinking for Policymaking, to which IIASA researchers contributed. 4.3. Sustainable Development Pathways. A central theme in IIASA's research is the exploration and development of sustainable development pathways. This involves analyzing how different policy choices and societal transformations can lead to outcomes that meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. The Institute's work on the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, is a prime example, with research focusing on how to achieve these 17 interconnected goals in an integrated manner. The World in 2050, TWE2050 initiative, co-launched by IIASA, aims to provide evidence-based knowledge to support the SDG policy process, identifying 6 key transformations critical for sustainable development: human capacity and demography, consumption and production, decarbonization and energy, food, biosphere and water, smart cities, and the digital revolution. This work emphasizes maximizing synergies and minimizing trade-offs between different SDGs. IIASA's research also contributes to understanding the demographic dimensions of sustainable development, such as the impact of achieving SDGs related to education and reproductive health on global population growth. The development of shared socioeconomic pathways, SSBs, to which IIASA's World Population Program, now Population and Just Societies, significantly contributed by providing the human core, population projections by age, sex, and education, offers a framework for exploring different future development trajectories and their implications for climate change and other sustainability challenges. These pathways are crucial for integrated assessment modeling and for developing robust strategies that are resilient to various future uncertainties. The ultimate aim, as highlighted in IIASA's 2023 flagship report, is to achieve sustainable well-being for all. 4.4. Equity and Justice in Sustainability Transitions. IIASA's research increasingly emphasizes the critical importance of equity and justice in sustainability transitions. This involves analyzing how different societal groups are affected by environmental changes and policy interventions, and ensuring that the benefits and burdens of these transitions are distributed fairly. The Institute's work on socioeconomic heterogeneity examines how factors like income distribution and urbanization influence consumption patterns and environmental pressures, and how environmental policies, in turn, impact different socioeconomic groups and overall inequalities. For example, the Decent Living Energy Project investigates the energy required to provide decent living standards for all, inherently linking to issues of global equity and poverty eradication. The Population and Just Societies, POPJUS, program focuses on understanding demographic structures and their interactions with social and economic environments, with a strong emphasis on human capital development and its implications for equity. The 2023 flagship report, Systems Analysis for Sustainable Well-being, explicitly calls for enhancing individual agency, particularly through women's empowerment and universal education, as a key policy message for a post-2030 agenda. This highlights the recognition that empowering individuals and addressing inequalities are fundamental to achieving sustainable development. Furthermore, IIASA's research explores the distributional impacts of climate policies and the concept of a just transition to a low-carbon economy, ensuring that the shift away from fossil fuels does not disproportionately harm vulnerable communities or workers in carbon-intensive industries. The focus on equity and justice is integral to IIASA's systems analysis approach, ensuring that solutions are not only environmentally sound, but also socially inclusive and fair. 5. Collaborations and partnerships. 5.1. Engagement with national member organizations. IIASA's engagement with its national member organizations, NMOs, is a cornerstone of its operational model and research impact. These organizations, representing countries from around the world, provide crucial financial support and help shape the Institute's research agenda to address national and global priorities. The annual reports consistently highlight the significant portion of IIASA's budget derived from contributions by NMOs. For instance, in 2015, 53% of IIASA's 22.1 million euros budget came from research funding agencies in 23 member countries. This diverse funding base underpins IIASA's independence and its ability to undertake impartial, scientifically rigorous research. The list of contributing agencies in 2015 spanned a wide range of nations, including Australia, CSIRO, Austria, OEW, Brazil, CAPES, China, NSFC, Egypt, Ministry of Finance, Finland, Academy of Finland, Germany, BMBF, India, TIFAC, Indonesia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Japan, Ministry of the Environment, South Korea, NRF, Malaysia, Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, Mexico, CONACYT, INEGI, the Netherlands, NWO, Norway, RCN, Pakistan Planning Commission, Russia, RAS, South Africa, NRF, Sweden, FORMS, Ukraine, Ukrainian Academy of Sciences, the UK, ESRC, EPSRC, NERC, the USA, NSF, and Vietnam, VAST. This international collaboration is fundamental to IIASA's mission. The UK's decision to rejoin IIASA in 2015, after a period of non-membership, was influenced by the argument that IIASA produces high-quality scientific work, builds systems analysis capacity, especially in integrated assessment modeling, and serves as a valuable channel for science diplomacy. However, challenges remain in ensuring that NMOs can effectively influence the research agenda and that end users of IIASA's research are adequately connected to the Institute. Reports suggest that NMOs should work together to drive further reforms, including establishing mechanisms for meaningful end-user influence on the research agenda. 5.2. International collaborations, e.g. UNPIK. IIASA actively fosters international collaborations with a wide array of institutions, including United Nations agencies, other research institutes, universities, and non-governmental organizations. These partnerships are essential for leveraging diverse expertise, accessing global data, and ensuring the broad impact of its research. A prominent example is IIASA's collaboration with the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, on the annual emission gap reports, where IIASA's MESEG-IKES model scenarios are regularly incorporated. IIASA also works closely with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, hosting and contributing to major scenario databases like the AR6 Scenario Explorer and the IAMC1, 5 degrees C Scenario Explorer. The Institute is a member or observer in 10 major intergovernmental organizations. Collaboration with other leading research institutions, such as the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, PIK, is also significant. For example, IIASA scientists, in collaboration with PIK, have contributed to research on sustainable lifestyles, green tech innovation, and government-led transformation pathways to achieve the SDGs and the Paris Agreement. The CDLinks project, which explored national and global transformation strategies for climate change and their linkages to sustainable development, involved 18 international partners. Similarly, the SWEL project, focusing on integrated solutions for water, energy, and land, was conducted in collaboration with the Global Environmental Facility of the World Bank. These collaborations extend IIASA's reach and enhance the relevance and applicability of its research findings to global policy challenges. In 2023 alone, IIASA established 18 new cooperation agreements with entities like the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, the International Anti-Corruption Academy, and various national ministries. 5.3. Capacity building and early career development. Capacity building and early career development are integral components of IIASA's mission to advance systems analysis globally. The Institute runs several programs aimed at nurturing the next generation of scientists and enhancing the skills of researchers and policymakers from around the world. The flagship program in this area is the Young Scientist Summer Program, YSSB, which celebrated its 40th anniversary in 2017. Each summer, the YSSB brings talented doctoral students from diverse countries and disciplines to IIASA to work on their own research projects under the guidance of IIASA scientists. This program provides a unique opportunity for young researchers to engage with cutting-edge systems analysis methodologies and build international networks. In 2019, IIASA scientists hosted or coordinated 89 events worldwide, many of which focused on capacity building in systems analysis, such as the CD-Link Summer School on Integrated Assessment Modeling and workshops on demographic analysis. The IIASA Connect platform, launched in 2020, aims to build a global systems analyst community and attracted over 300 members in its first 6 months, further facilitating knowledge sharing and collaboration. The Institute's commitment to open access, with its publications repository, Pure, and open access policy for scientific software, also contributes to capacity building by making research findings and tools widely available. Furthermore, IIASA's collaborations often involve training components, such as the Tropical Futures Initiative, which helped train local modelers in Brazil to use IIASA's GLOBIOM land use model. These initiatives ensure that the skills and knowledge in systems analysis are disseminated globally, empowering more countries and institutions to address complex sustainability challenges.